I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
All right, appearing on North Olmsted, Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, we welcome in the first of our week-long coverage of the Scouting Combine, and Indy Dane Brugler joins the show, NFL draft analyst for The Athletic. Dane, how are you?
Good morning, guys, from Indianapolis. It's a little rainy this morning, but things really get started today. The quarterbacks, offensive linemen, tight ends, they're here getting measured and doing interviews with teams, so Combine officially starts today.
What do you think Mike Brown will do if Joe Burrow goes into his meeting with the Bengals and goes, listen, you cheap asses have been doing this too long. I ain't going to play for you if you keep this up.
He's going to shake his hand and say, nine-inch hands. I don't know. I don't know if we want you. Try to switch the leverage the other way. I don't know. It's that time of year where we're going to be talking about these things. It's going to be the next 2-3 months of, could he or would he? And it's just it's kind of tough because, obviously we've seen the quarterback leverage thing at number one overall twice before. And honestly, it kind of worked out for the best for everybody involved. Those two times, the John Elway and Eli Manning. This time's a little different. I don't know. I mean, he's being from, a southern part of Ohio and the Bengals needing a quarterback. And I would be surprised if you pulled any type of leverage play, but you never know. And this is the Bengals we're talking about. The Bengals are just I don't have to tell Cleveland about it. They're a weirdly run franchise. And so you can never say never with them.
What is the standard again, or at least the threshold that you want in a hand size out of a quarterback?
Some teams it's 9.25. Some teams it's 9. There's Jared Goff was 9. Jimmy Garoppolo was 9.25. I mean, there's a lot of, it's more of a threshold drill. It's not, obviously bigger is better, better grip on the football. I think it is fair to say, in weather conditions, is that something that could affect, grip of the football? But this is a player that, like I said, grew up in Southern Ohio and, has been used to that. But, then again, he couldn't beat out Dwayne Haskins in practice, so you just never know.
Dane Brugler joining us on the hotline. So one of the things that always is fun to watch this time of year is how preconceived notions about the quarterbacks change, especially the ranking. Just about everybody after the national championship game said, oh, Burrow's the guy. He's easily the best. And now I'm starting to see some pundits say, well, let's wait a second on this. Let's not forget about Tua and what he's able to do. And even though he's going to be nursing this injury, that he might end up in a better situation overall. How crazy do we get by the time we actually get to the NFL draft and his placement?
I know. And it's like, surely it's not going to happen this year. Joe Burrow is going to be the guy throughout the entire process. It's almost like we forget with this draft process, with this lull in action, what it does to us. We can't help but create these scenarios where, we talk up these different quarterbacks. And, 2 years ago, it actually did happen where, could Baker Mayfield really go number one? And, it actually did happen. So it's not just complete noise. Sometimes there's substance to these talks. And with Tua Tagovailoa, he is an extremely talented quarterback. There's no question. And if he were healthy, I think there would be a much bigger conversation here about who's going to be the first quarterback drafted and who's going to be the number one pick. But a player coming off a hip injury, a dislocated hip, I mean, it's something that is serious enough that, to me, I just don't think there's a question at number one. Joe Burrow, coming off probably the most impressive quarterback season we've seen in a long, long time, I mean, how do you go against that? That would be a very big surprise. So coming into the week, it's clearly Joe Burrow, but this is a big week for Tua. I mean, what is the medical is going to say? And really, that's what we have the combine. You know, I kind of have to remind people that every year. The 40-yard dash, that's the sexy drill. A lot of the on-field stuff, it's fun. It's important. We can gain a lot. But the combine was created in the first place, so the medicals, and that's really what's going to create a lot of guys maybe rising and falling is just these medical reports we get over the next week.
Who are the Browns taking at 10 right now? Go.
You know, I think Tristan Wirfs, to me, would be kind of the guy I'd be paying attention to, the tackle from Iowa, who can play left side, can play the right side. He mainly played on the right side because they had a left tackle who couldn't play right tackle. So it was more about just getting their best two tackles on the field, even though when he was hurt, the left tackle, Alaric Jackson, Wirfs moved over to the left side and did just fine. He graded very highly. I think analytically, he is a guy that's going to be, and we're guessing right now with a new front office, Andrew Berry coming in, and, you know, we don't really have, even though he was part of the organization before, you know, this is time for him to be the main decision maker. So we're kind of guessing about, you know, certain things that are going to be important to him. I think Tristan Wirfs, when you look at it, this is a super twitchy athlete. I think he, analytically speaking, is going to grade very highly. And so if Wirfs is available at 10, I think that's one name to be paying attention to.
Does it make me feel better because he comes from a place that isn't, okay, spread it out, hurry up, did it, like it's a little bit more pro-style, drop back, and maybe that helps him a little bit in the NFL now?
Sure, yeah. I mean, you look at some of these tackles, and it's almost like, we talk about quarterbacks and, how they have to transition from a college spread offense to a pro style. And it's often the same is true with these tackles who have to do these vertical sets. And, they do different things in those offenses with Wirfs. Yeah, no question. He was part of they did a little more up-tempo at Iowa in recent years. But still, the bread and butter is more of a pro style scheme. And Wirfs was able to do that again. Left tackle, right tackle, and you go back to high school, and this guy, he won the state in the discus and the shot 3 years in a row. He won a state title in wrestling. I mean, this guy has a lot going for him. Only a junior, he's still very young. So as long as I think this is going to be a big week for him. Wirfs is going to test very well. As long as the interviews go well, I think, you know, there might be a scenario where he's not even available at that 10th pick.
Wow.
Dane, curious, you talked about the inexperience in this situation and this role of Andrew Berry. What is the credibility he might have among the NFL and among some of the scouting community?
Well, he's obviously been around for a while. And, I mean, I think just the fact that, you look at his resume and, you know, even when he left certain organizations, he was quick to find another job. And, you know, he is definitely a respected up-and-comer in this business. He's young. He's the kind of guy that makes you feel old because he is such a younger guy. But he's got an interesting background because he's been with so many different organizations. You talk about the Colts and the Eagles and, you know, when he was part of the Browns under Sashi and just all that different perspective, is really interesting. And I think that's going to be something that we're going to find out more about. Different teams do things different ways. Some front offices feel like they are there to serve the coaching staff, and they're going to get the guys that the coaching staff wants. Some front offices feel more like we run the show. We need to get the guys that are going to best put our coaches in position to succeed. It's going to be up to us, and then the coaches have to do the rest of the work. You know, just different perspectives. And so it's going to be interesting with Andrew Berry to see how he approaches this, how he attacks this, both free agency and the draft. And anytime you have a new coaching staff, new front office, there's going to be a feeling out process, you know, a learning process. And I think what's going on in Cleveland right now is definitely one of those situations.
Dane, the combine has never gotten this kind of run before that's going to get this year where a lot of the activities are going to be in prime time. Yet at the same time, seems like some NFL teams are starting to scale back how they're handling the combine. I think San Francisco 49ers said they're going to have a lot of their guys actually stay home and watch film and not even go to Indy. The interview times have changed. It seems like they're not getting as much of a window to be able to talk to some of these prospects. So what do you make of all these changes?
There's certainly a lot of change this year, and I've already heard a ton of gripes from scouts and different people around the league because it's really the main changes this year are all about prime time. It is not to make the jobs easier for the players or the teams that are doing the work. It's more about getting this on TV, trying to make money off of it. And we know if the NFL can make money off of it, they're going to try their best to do that. And so it's going to be interesting with the drills being all at night and still the interviews going on during the day, media availability to be during the or in the morning, first thing in the morning, starting tomorrow. So things are really mixed up, and it's, you know, the players are going to have to be up at still at the crack of dawn and then wait around all day and not run until 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night, which is a little bit of a detriment. And it's only a matter of time before they take this on the road. I would be shocked in the next 5 years if the combine was not in L.A., Vegas, Frisco, down in Texas at the Cowboys facility. I mean, it's too profitable in their mind. And so it'll be interesting to see how it does this year. They did tweak things with because of the prime time. Instead of the 60 interviews that are 15 minutes long, they've each got each team has 45 interviews that are 18 minutes long. And you know, some scouts not coming, that's fine. Personnel departments around the league are, you know, 30-plus, some of them. And so they don't need that many people here, especially for these interviews. There's only a handful of people in there, including, you know, the GM, a director, maybe the head coach, a psychologist is in there, that kind of thing. And so they don't necessarily need as many people down here in Indianapolis. It's just not required. So I'm not reading too much into that at this point.
Hey, real quick. I'm counting off-season wins and losses for the Browns to make myself feel better. Right now, we're 2-1. I was told that the Alex Van Pelt interview was, or a press conference was a win, even though I don't like to count press conferences, but what the hell.
It's a blowout.
Jarvis Landry getting surgery. Is that an off-season win or a loss for the Cleveland Browns?
I think it could be a win. I mean, anytime you get something cleaned up, like I think you come back feeling even better than you were before. So I think it could be a win.
Hey, Dane, whoa! But wait, real quick, Dane.
Fine.
What about the live streaming of a mascot dog Swagger's funeral, which got some attention?
I thought that was weird. And I'm a dog guy, but that was weird. I don't even know how to process that. Like that's. People grieve in different ways, but were people really tuning into that?
But could this be the comeback of post-mortem photography?
Oh, God. Was that a thing? That is not something I am experienced enough to talk on. I'll
Swagger's funeral train should be rolling through at any time if you want to go over there by the train tracks.
Oh, goodness. That's different.
This interview's taken a turn, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
With that, we'll let you go, Dane. We thank you very much for the time, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
All right, anytime. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Dane Brugler, NFL Draft Insider on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You happy? You proud of yourself?
Well, we have to keep track of these things.
Fine,
if we don't,
fine,
who will?
Fine. Live streams of dogs' funerals, and we get into the Muni lot because they might be trying to tear it all down and make it an outlet mall. That's coming up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.